I can replace you. No, I don't hate you, but I can't save you. You know my style, I never date you. Girl, go wild, but we can relate, boo. Never mind, so I can replace you. No, I don't hate you, but I can't save you.
I don't care what happened back in the day. I know your presence rare and that's the way it'll stay. We'd make quite a pair if you want it that way. But I won't repair what niggas before I came. I'm a grown ass man, but I still need to grow up. I know that you're a fan, I hope I don't fuck it up. I think we need a plan, we need to map out a way. I think we need a plan for it blow up in my face.
You know my style, I never date you. Girl, go wild, but we can relate, boo. Never mind, so I can replace you. No, I don't hate you, but I can't save you. You know my style, I never date you. Girl, go wild, but we can relate, boo. Never mind, so I can replace you. No, I don't hate you, but I can't save you.
I'm Bowser, she's Peach. I can be your hero when the plumber's out of reach. One life left, now I'm wishing on a star. I'm running up in castles just to get where you are. I spit flames, switch lanes, all to keep you safe. You heard that I'm a monster, but that is not the case. You say I'm not fly, and I need a cape. But this is World 4 on Stage 8. Study.
So, first off, we've been kind of slacking on Mackin, but it's not our fault. We had some technical difficulties with the last episode. Gonna get that to you guys because you guys deserve to hear. We had all types of cool shit like conspiracy theories and stuff.
For real, for real. They don't want to hear that though, because honestly, and anybody who listens to this, eyes, we just lack consistency.
Right. I don't know, because I can't see the world through nobody else's eyes. But I do know one thing. Y'all need to watch that Black Mirror shit. That shit, look, we were talking about the shit on the radio, like, niggas was, like, it was three of us talking about it, and everybody had a different outcome. I was like, yeah, we got the outcome where they died. He was like, he died? So I was like, what outcome did y'all get? And it was like, in the end, the writer of the show comes on. I'm like,
the writer of the show?
Right, I'm like, what are you talking about? And then the other one was like, he just goes to jail. Like, yeah, we got that.
We got to the jail part, but then it, like, rewinded. Okay, first of all, don't let this Bird Box movie on Netflix distract you from the fact that Black Mirror has an interactive movie. We were up until like, what, 2 in the morning?
Well, I stayed until 4 because I wanted to watch Aquaman, but
that's different.
That we bitch were on for almost 3 hours. It say an hour and a half, but we did that bitch for almost 3 hours.
It's an hour and a half if you don't touch nothing. Yo, that was like the ultimate mindfuck. Like, everything in it was just so symbolic. Like, everything meant something.
But do you watch
Black
Mirror, the show?
Yeah. Isn't that, the show is basically just like, well, I mean, I haven't, let me not lie, I haven't like watched it in depth, but the show is basically like a mindfuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's basically, like, the genre. It's like, let's see how we can fuck with them today.
That shit. But it's a good show. I fucks with it. I fucks with Black Mirror hardcore.
I need to start watching it, like, deeper. So, like, a year ago, somebody told me to watch that shit. And I think I watched the one where the man had to fuck the pig.
Yeah, that's the one that fucks everybody up. I think it was the first episode.
It is the first episode.
That episode fucks people up. It's like,
and I was just like, whoa.
If you can get past that, it gets way better.
Yeah.
I mean, but really, how can you, what gets better than fucking a pig?
Exactly. I was just like, yo, is this what this show is going to be? Because
it's like, damn.
How do you top that? How do you outdo it? But I just never continued. I think I watched that one episode. And then I was just like, all right, I tried it.
Like, this is for me. But
I'm definitely not watching that movie. I definitely want to get into more episodes.
That honestly, the movie ain't even half as weird as the show gets, to be honest.
And I don't even want to talk about the movie too much.
Because you're going to want to watch it again.
Or even just give things away. But yeah, I watched it again. That fucking Bumper Snatch. Is that what it's called?
Bandersnatch.
Can we just like talk about the movie?
Yeah, we
I mean, not like talk about the movie, but I didn't want to give things away, but I want to talk about it.
No, by the time we post this, hella people would have seen it.
Hopefully, okay. Well, like, it's basically this guy. We're controlling this guy. He's like a video game coder from, what, the 80s?
Like 84.
Yeah. He's like a video game coder, but he's also like, he has like anxiety and, you know, all types of shit. And I don't even know. His mom died because she took a later train and the train derailed. And it was because he couldn't find his rabbit. And I don't know, man. This shit.
Then it's like a whole, he's like in a conspiracy.
Yeah, and like we're controlling him. It's like, we're controlling him.
The shit's weird, man.
It is. And his dad is the conspiracy theorist, but then it's like, okay, his dad is the conspiracy, his dad is the, one of the guys that's controlling him.
Right. So it's like, damn, bro, what's really good?
But then it's like, is he really one of the guys, or did he just make that up? Like, is he possibly schizophrenic? Because when they do that video game review, like, when you think it's over, but it's not. When you do the video game review and you think it's over, but it's not. And they're like, he had a mental breakdown. You know? They're like, he had a mental breakdown and killed his father.
Right. And then he gets carted off to jail, but that's just one of the multiple possibilities.
Endings, yeah. It's like,
that shit gets, it really gets.
There was only one ending. There was only one ending where he was like successful.
Right.
Well, that we saw.
And I think he still goes jailing in. I'm not entirely sure. But that was definitely, if we were a movie review, I'd give that 100% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, I'd give that shit. Like, the only downfall was that it seemed like there was no end. Like, it seemed like no matter what you did, like, eventually you had to, like, you know, just take yourself out of it. Like, it was super long. So long.
I kept, like, I was like, fuck it, let's do this.
Let's try again. Like,
trying shit. And I like how, like, as you keep trying, the dude was like, I told you you'd see me again.
Mm-hmm.
That shit tripped me out.
Because he was missing. He was missing the first couple of times.
That's
like, the first couple of endings, it was like, nobody could find him. And then we thought he killed himself.
Well, he did have that whole scene when he was like, they were tripping balls.
But what would have happened? See, in that scene, it was like, who gets to jump? The guy we're controlling or the guy that we're talking to? And we picked the guy that we're talking to, Colin, instead of ourselves. So what if we picked the guy that we're controlling to jump off the bridge? Like, what would have happened then? There's so many, like, what ifs and loose ends. I just want to watch it again and pick everything oppositely.
Right. You would have to.
There's just so many possibilities. And then we went back to present day, and then we controlled the girl.
Yeah, that shit was wild. If you're not doing anything on this holidays, I would recommend that you watch that.
Definitely indulge. Like, you need a whole lot of free time. Like, don't start it planning on going anywhere. Like, you're not going anywhere.
Right.
And it's not one of those Netflix and chill movies where, you know, you put it on because you don't really want to watch it. Like, no, you have to be engaged.
Yeah. And even if you, like, put it on just thinking, like, you're not even finna fuck with it, you going to fuck
you go with fuck it. With it. Like, you going to end up, like, oh, shit, like, huh? You going to end up, like, I don't know. Fuck with that shit. It's just, whew. I don't know.
But how was everyone's holidays, Christmas? Did everybody get what they wanted? I definitely got everything I wanted. It's some things left that this need to be got. I'm just waiting on somebody because niggas is about to get a puppy. And I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I love puppies. And once I get this puppy, I have a Nintendo Switch and a puppy. You guys, if you know who I am, you will never see me again. If you don't know who I am, you will never see me. Ever.
As far as I'm concerned, I'm like a natural born introvert. So this puppy is about to be the only friend that I need. And that's real.
I'm gonna have a carrying bag.
Like,
I'm gonna carry the puppy in a fanny pack.
This is about to be my everything. I have no kids, no family out here. This dog is about to live the glorious high life.
Gonna get bubble coats.
As far as I'm concerned, bro, I've already been on Amazon looking at bubble coats. How'd you know?
I have planted the seed months ago.
Talking bubble coats, yo. I was on Amazon the other day.
Gotta get us some bubble rats. I'm trying to get a girl. I'm gonna name her Biscuit. Now you tell me. Is that unforgivable?
Oh my god. Remember when Nicki Minaj said, I don't know, man, fuck this on a biscuit or some shit like that? What did that mean?
Fuck it, what on a biscuit?
What was the song? I be using the trap.
You know, I stopped listening to whatever the fuck that lady says a long time ago.
How far her goes a long time ago, because I remember the first time I heard her was like, Beat Me Up, Scotty.
I think the last thing of her that I listened to and like enjoyed was Roman's Revenge.
You enjoyed it?
I liked that song.
Oh, I thought you meant like...
the album? Yeah. I don't think I've listened to an entire Nicki project. Not even Beat Me Up, Scotty.
Me neither, honestly. I don't think I listened to the entire thing.
But I do like her features. Do not get me wrong. I like her features. Like...
Nicki is a good feature artist. Like, she don't need a whole song. Like, it's just weird. I feel like I don't want to listen to her for a whole, like, how many bars? I don't want to hear her talk about her pussy for an entire 4 minutes.
Her hardest verse actually is on Coca-Cola. It's a Gucci Mane song. It was just like 8 minutes long. They got Gucci, OJ the Juice Man, Waka Flocka, Woo the Kid.
Sound ratchet.
It's nice, hella, but everybody dropped Shawty Low, everybody dropped a hard verse, and she dropped the hard verse. She's like, I got that cold flu. She's like, you know these bitches crazy. I got that cold flu. I got that itchy sneezy. Like, everything is hard. Like, Nicki Minaj was like, when she rap like tight like that, that's when she rap hard. I don't think she referenced her pussy. Like,
when she just raps, you know, she hits it with the metaphors and she just be like rapping about silly shit. She's good. But then she gets like, you know, hypersexualized.
Her and OJ the Juice had the hardest verses on that song.
On that song? I don't know. What do I think is the best Nicki Minaj verse? I don't know. I never like
anyone, any smart person who like
pass the blunt.
I don't even have the blunt. Any person that like says they listen to Nicki Minaj will say her best song is Itty Bitty Picky.
But it's not.
Bar for bar.
But it's not. You know what I really fuck with? When she remixed Single Ladies.
Oh, wow.
Back in the day.
You know what's crazy is back in those days, Nicki Minaj had rap beef with some other lady from New York. And they both was like, they had bars. It's crazy. I don't even remember the other lady.
Was it Keys?
I don't even know her name. It was like she dropped that video with a whole bunch of niggas standing behind.
Yes, it was Keys.
Yeah, that's when Nicki Minaj had her best bars.
I remember watching that shit. And it was like, everybody was saying how much better Keys was, but Nicki's the only one that's still around.
Right.
I feel like she's kind of trying to cling on to that relevancy right now, when she should just like
She could just transfer, like, out of being, like, a musical.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, just do her business ventures. Like, she's famous enough. Like, she should be investing her money in, like, starting businesses. And, you know, like, not everybody is meant to stay in the rap game forever. And then sometimes you got to know when to, you know, when to hop back, hop out, and then hop back in, like Jay-Z did.
Yeah, my man's retired. Hella.
You just gotta hop out and hop back in, you know, when things are good. But you can't be, I don't know, this last album I heard was her lowest rated album, Queen or something, isn't it called?
I don't even know.
I heard it was like her lowest, like lowest streaming album.
I didn't know she had more than one album. I just thought she kept re-releasing the same album and just kept giving it different titles.
Cause she did Pink Friday and then... But she... No.
Actually, give me one second. I want the Spotify name from
Look up her discography. Yeah.
I like Spotify a little more than I like Apple Music because it's like way more put together.
What do you mean, way more put together? Like,
when you search somebody on Apple Music, all this extra shit comes up.
You're right.
Spotify, alright, so
you got like all her features and everything. Like,
you got Pink Friday Deluxe Edition. Pink Friday Roman Reloaded, the Deluxe Edition, and wow. You got Pink Friday Roman Reloaded, the re-up, the Pink Print. The Pink Print.
Well, Pink Print is a completely different album.
Right, okay.
So it's Pink Friday, and then it's Pink Print. So that's two.
No. She's done it. She's reloaded Pink Friday, and then the reload of Pink Friday. And then the Pink Print, and then the Pink Print Deluxe, and then Queen, and then Queen Deluxe.
But as far as, like, titles, she's done three albums. That's what I'm saying. Not counting the reloads, not counting the deluxe editions and shit.
Do I gotta read this list again? Hold on, I don't think you understood.
I understand. Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded, Pink Friday, I understand. But it's still Pink Friday. So it's Pink Friday, then Pink Print, then Queen.
I wonder if like any of the songs are different. If the songs are different, then it's an entire different album.
I don't think they're different. I think
the Pink Friday is definitely already different. Oh yeah, there's different albums. These are whole.
So Pink Friday, Roman Reloaded is completely different.
Then Pink Friday, completely, yeah. And then as far as Roman Reloaded, it's like.
So four.
It's in a whole different. All right, so the Roman Reloaded re-up just might have more songs, but it's definitely in a different order. Songs are in a different
way. So I'll say four then. Roman Reloaded.
So. But yeah. But I will give Miss Minaj. She does have some bangers.
She has some bangers. And you can't even take away from that.
All right,
some of her shit is stupid.
You got Roman's Revenge. Did it on Right Through Me. People like Save Me.
I did not like Right Through Me.
People like Save Me. People like Moment for Life. Okay, Pink Friday was actually good. When you look at it, look.
Moment for Life was good.
Moment for Life, check it out.
Yeah.
Blazing. Your Love.
I didn't like Your Love. I didn't like Your Love. Super Bass was good.
And, well, then there's another Roman's Revenge with Lil Wayne. There's one with Lil Wayne. That's crazy that she gets crazy like that. But damn, the first one went. The first one had majority the songs we knew, but those were all songs we already knew.
Yeah.
The second one, you got Bees in the Trap.
Yeah, that was the one where she was talking about the fucking biscuit.
Wow. And, I don't know, and Stupid Ho.
Okay, I fucked with Stupid Ho. When it came out, in its day, I fucked with Stupid Ho. When it came out, because I was...
Stupid Ho. You was Stupid Ho.
I was, like, in high school. Like, that shit kind of
went. As far as the Pink Print, I don't see anything on here that I would know other than Anaconda. And maybe Trini Dem Girls. I'm not sure if I know that song.
I'm sure you've heard it. like truffle butter, you know, truffle butter with Drake and Lil Wayne.
Yeah, that's not okay, Nicki Minaj. Hey, when we found out what it was like, okay, that's not okay, it's but not it's okay. Okay at the same time.
It's not. That's an infection. That's not healthy. Like, that's not okay at all. Nobody should be doing the truffle butter. That is just...
Hey, you gotta get it how you get
hell nah, yo. That's the trip to the OBGYN. You gotta take a couple of antibiotics because your shit gonna be all fucked up after that. That's why they tell you to wipe front to back.
Nicki Minaj, I hit it in the butt.
That's why, girl, but you put it in the butt and you gotta wipe it off before you put it back in. That's crazy. Or you just gotta finish in the butt. Because I don't want it no more. You can quote me.
You just gotta put it in the butt.
And finish there, because I don't
want it. Finish there, I don't want it no more. That is wild.
But it's true. It's
in 2019, true. Y'all gonna try anal, but if they ain't gonna finish anal,
you can't. And that's just health wise. That's just sanitary wise. They taught you to wipe front to back for a reason. You're not supposed to mix those bacterias.
It's not supposed. But you can mix it in your butthole.
Front to back. You're not supposed to. You can't get fecal matter.
No, I'm saying if you go front to back, when you get vaginal material.
But it's different because the vagina cleans itself. So. Vaginal bacteria is different than fecal matter, and it's generally cleaner.
You learn something new every day.
But yeah, you can't. I don't want it after that.
You're gross.
You're as honest. You're gross. She's gross. I'm not the gross one. Nicki Minaj is gross.
Yeah, I forgot. That's how quick we forget Nicki Minaj. We were talking about Nicki Minaj. It's crazy.
It's not me. He really just started playing the game.
Bro,
the game.
You know what's crazy? I was doing it while on the radio today, and they were talking to me on the radio, and I was just like...
You have a problem. That's a problem.
It's your fault. I want you to understand, like... I play games, but
put it down.
Where I thrive is handheld.
Okay, but put it down.
Like, I'm gonna go buy me a PSP in secrecy, and no one's gonna know about it. And if it seems like, yeah, this nigga's not playing the game.
Okay, but put it down.
All right, look. I can talk and do this at the same time. I got some catching up to do.
Oh my god.
I ain't got time.
I don't even want to no more.
Yeah, you do. You got to. You ain't got no choice. You told the world you went to truffle butter.
I'm not. I told the world not to do it. That was my words. Do not do it. I have never done it. I don't want to do it.
I need a deep condition day. When I go drop Kyle, I'm going to see if my mom has any conditioners.
Yeah, we do. Ingredients.
Like, what am I looking for?
Sulfur.
Alcohol. To not put in with her?
Yeah.
She uses all natural, expensive products. I told her to stop using Cantu.
Yes. Public service announcement. Everybody, please stop using Cantu. That shit is no good. If you read the back of it, you just gotta read the back of it. I don't know. I've never had it. Like, my mom, that's not something my mom bought, like, back in the day.
I was using it, but it was irritating my scalp.
Yeah, that shit'll dry it out. What was the blue grease? Everybody had it.
Blue Magic.
It was a Blue Magic house.
I never liked putting grease in my hair, but we used to use pink lotion.
Yes. Yo. And you could smell it.
Yeah, dog. It was such an enticing smell, though.
It was.
Like, I think I need to. I wish I understood moisturizing my hair then. Like, my hair would be different.
I remember I had this friend, and she would only, she only used pink lotion, but she was like half Indian, but her, so her hair was extra long, like, anyway. But I remember I bought pink lotion, and I just put like hella pink lotion in my hair every day, and it was not good.
Yeah,
it
you
was
know,
just a greasy,
greasy mess. You wasn't supposed to do it like
no.
that.
No. Like, not even realizing, like, okay, she's Indian, so her hair grows straight out like that anyway.
Yeah, you wild out.
I did.
You know, but it's cool now because you know what to do and you can help me with my journey.
Absolutely. My hair is long and luxurious.
Mine is just hair. Like, at this point, but it's doing better than it was.
Yeah.
I need to wash it more, but I don't want to keep washing it with, like, sink water. And I told Bates, he has to, like, when he likes to wet his hair, like, you know, you're supposed to wet your hair or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, he was doing it with the sink water. I was like, nah, you're just wetting your hair just to wet it. You gotta use rose water.
Well, just like something.
Because sink water will actually dry your hair out.
Just like something else, like it don't even have to be rose water. They have like other stuff, you know. They have like other spray stuff. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but like if you go in the beauty supply store, it's like mad stuff. Like in 15 minutes I could spend like $70 in the beauty supply store, just walking around.
Same.
See, this is why you need to put it down.
No, I was waiting for you to finish.
I'm done.
Well, I could too now that I know what to get. I used to just go in and like ask the ladies like, yo, what's good for hair? But I never really like asked like what was really good for hair until I like started going to Petersburg to get my hair cut. Because usually I just walk into like a Sally's or whatever was near. I was like, yo, what do y'all put
Sally's,
in?
Sally's?
I think that's the Sally's by my mom's house.
I fuck with Sally's. They have like professional stuff. Well, not professional stuff. They have stuff that they use in salons.
But they will always refer me to like Cantu or
yeah.
What, it's like a red Moroccan oil type shit. And you know like that argan oil shit?
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a good like product too. But they're expensive. Like their products work. Like, But it's like my thing is I had to stop like going to bed with my hair not tied up, even though I'm like not trying to wave it. It's like tying it up is still essential.
It's gonna I have to do that too. I just hate tying my hair down, but it has to do with like breakage. I've been meaning to instead of tying my hair down, I've been meaning to like get silk pillows.
See. What is that? Is like tying it up or
silk pillowcases? Cause you're tying it up. You're supposed to use a silk scarf. That's what a do-rag is.
Is it for like breathable? Like
yeah,
breathable?
Yeah. It's just softer and breathable. But like I know, like the cotton pillows. That's what it'll break it.
Bro, you were still talking. Stop playing with me.
It was like a 5-second pause.
And then you started coughing.
Exactly. I started coughing after the 5-second pause.
All right, so are my durags good enough for what I'm trying to accomplish?
Yeah.
It's like this dude. I want you to look up this dude real quick. His name is Yak the Mac.
Instagram?
I don't know if that's his Instagram, but search Yak the Mac. That dude has luxurious hair, like not even trying to be like weird, but that dude's hair is like gorgeous. For real, I can't make this up. I would never lie to you.
Images. Okay, I see the curl pattern. Oh, he gotta be like Dominican or something.
I think he's just black.
Really?
Oh, he's from Houston.
I don't mean
what Texas? He was Houston from out there.
I don't mean nothing.
I'm just saying he could be closer to an ethnic diversity depending on his surroundings. I don't know. Who knows how that shit really works?
But nah, I definitely appreciate well taken care of, a well taken care of him. I know I've been slacking with my retwist. That shit just takes all day. Like, I thought I was doing myself a favor when I made my dreads these little when I started up. But retwisting them just takes so long, and I wish if I could go back, I would have made them so much bigger.
You gotta just start putting them together.
That's what I've been doing, but it takes forever for them to like
lock together.
Yes, it takes so long, and I have some that are like locked together to a certain point, and then they're just loose.
Better than nothing,
I guess.
So, I don't know if I want to, I'm not entirely sure if I want to lock up, but I definitely want to grow my hair out, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, when you grow your hair out, then you'll have the option to lock up. I guess you can make that choice then. I didn't know I wanted to lock up until...
You locked up?
Yeah, like... I didn't know until like that, maybe like that year, I was like, all right, I'm going to grow my hair out and specifically for this reason. Because up until that point, I had a little habit of like chopping my shit off.
See, my shit is like when I twist up, they like lock up slow and then like they break off.
Just because you just got to keep moisturized with the right stuff.
And I be scratching the hell out of my head.
You do. You be beating that shit.
I beat my head like I beat my meat because that shit be itching.
You.
Yeah. Word.
Word.
Okay. Never.
Okay. That's cool.
Alright.
You just gotta, cause, well, I mean, I guess I kind of cheated, but not really. Because the first year that I locked up, I had faux locks. So I kind of grew them out to maybe where my nose is before I like wore them.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So you had a jump start.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what Fetty Wap did.
I feel like I basically did what Fetty Wap did, except Fetty Wap had like human hair dreads. That's why he could just wear his. I had to take mine out eventually.
I'm trying to be on that.
Human hair. You it's people out there that are like sell their old dreads. Like this one guy actually offered me his when I first like took the faux locks off and they were like at my nose. This one dude was like, yeah, I still have them if you want them, and you can like comb them out and like attach them to your hair. People will pay big money. It's like human hair bundles, you know. Human hair dreads.
I'm not trying to pay big money. Like, I'll do it, though.
I mean, or you could find somebody that used to have dreads and see if they want to sell them. You could, all you got to do is wash it real good, deep condition it. You can just attach that shit.
Nah. You're weird.
Fetty Wap is weird. Why are you judging me? I'm just describing what other people do. I wore, you know, the faux locks that you see, like, on Instagram and stuff, like, how what girls get. And I just wore those until my hair grew out, and I just locked them, and I just kept twisting. Because when I first locked up, they were, like, at my eyebrows.
I promise you, my goal to grow my hair at one point was to grow them, go to the club, start a fight, shake my head, leave, and cut my hair. That was my only reason for getting dreads.
Well, then maybe you shouldn't get them.
I would never go to a club now. I wouldn't even be able to get out of that situation. I have a bad back.
That's such an old man statement. I wouldn't even be there. I have a bad back.
Well, I gotta tell you, I made my profile for Warframe by Vans. A Vans refrigeration.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm Bob Vance.
Bob Vance.
I've been just dropping names. Like, I'm Bob Vance.
That's amazing. Bob Vance. That is perfect.
And Quinn Morgan.
Quinn Morgendorfer.
Morgendorfer. I have multiple personalities. I'm like split.
Bob Vance. Vance Refrigeration.
What do you do, Bob Vance? Bob Vance. Vance Refrigeration.
Hey, Bob. A lot of business you in.
Yo, that junk tweet me the fuck out.
Bob Vance. Vance Refrigeration. Bob
Vance,
Vance Refrigeration.
I'm on it, man. I just, hey yo, while we're on it, can we just talk about how great of a show The Office is?
The Office is perfect.
And if you don't watch The Office, if, like, dead ass, yo, fuck you.
You'll laugh, you'll cry, it's amazing.
I mean, I ain't even
there's
crying,
love, but. I mean, not cry, but there's just emotion. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? There's gay love for all those people that like that type of thing. It's
gay love.
There is.
There's friendship. And it's funny as fuck.
There's hella betrayal.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Everybody ends up married. Like.
Dog, that's crazy. No, wait. Somebody does end up married.
I mean, not everybody, but it's, you know, like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like.
Everybody, like,
everybody
Michael ran.
Somebody.
Yeah, Michael found somebody at work. Pam and Jim. Dwight and Angela. Kelly and Ryan. Kelly and Ryan didn't get married, but Kelly and Ryan. Aaron and Pete. Those are all the people that ended up together.
Damn.
That's five relationships.
My nigga Andy ended up losing. That did happen.
He just ended up single.
But Andy was my nigga, though.
Andy was emotionally unstable.
He was.
And we all know it. Ru-da-doo.
That was my nigga, though, bro. I swear he was.
He was just himself. He was so, so happy.
But look. Damn. My favorite episode of The Office, well, my very favorite scene is when motherfucking Andy had to get his eye washed out one third time. And he was screaming like he was dying.
Yo, Daryl is one of my favorite characters because he's just so, like.
You know, Daryl is a good one of my favorite, like, a light character. I relate to Stanley a little more. I literally relate to Stanley.
I
relate to his facial expressions and like how he like just
responds.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas like that nigga is me. Yeah, this is pretty nice.
Not Creed.
Nah, I fuck with Creed. When he identifies that weed, bro.
Like, Northern Lights Indica.
It's like, yo, when he was on shit. Yo, when he got on the bus, it was like.
Did you see, hold up, but did you see when Creed dyed his hair black?
You told me because, remember I was like, yo, did I wake up and see a black haired Creed?
Yes.
Yo, and when I tell you, I thought I was spiked. Dreaming.
No.
I was like, yo, this is incredible, bro. What's happening in my life? I was like, I really told myself in there. I was like, I ain't smoking before I fall asleep.
No, that is real. It's real. Creed dyed his hair black because he was afraid of ageism.
Is that a thing or just make it up?
No, ageism is a thing. Everything is an ism now. Sexism, racism, ageism.
Ageism. That sound like a rapper name.
Ageism.
Hey, your boy Ageism. RZA-jism? Ageism?
No. No. Ageism is like when people discriminate you because of your age. You know, people say like old people shouldn't drive, but they try to like force you out of a job because of your age, but you don't want to retire yet, or you know, just whatever. It's not though. You can look it up.
But look, just because I can look it up doesn't mean that it's not made up.
Well, everything is made up.
I'm telling you, bro. Aliens will build the pyramids. But that's we're not even gonna talk about it.
What did that have to do with anything?
You think it's made up?
Everything is made up. Everything is made up. Somebody just decided, okay, this is what it is. Who invented the alphabet?
Somebody.
Somebody did it. They're all just symbols. All languages are just sounds that people recognize. Letters are just symbols. Nothing means anything. That's the point I'm trying to make here.
I just wonder who the very first, like, actual gang member was.
Big Meech.
Who was like, did you just say Big Meech?
Yes.
Stop.
I don't give no fucking fucks, nigga. Swag. Come on. She want me to fuck. She gone off that mile. She feel so alive. God. She claiming she nervous. Say she a virgin. Damn, I know that's a lie. True. But I just keep on sipping. End of the night. Shit, I'm getting them thighs. She itching and ready to go. She want me to turn up. I tell her I'm crying. And I hate that she think that I'm playing. Calling me booba, don't know what I'm saying. Invited her sister, but she brought a friend. Bitch, don't you know I will KO your kin and I do it times 10? Shit, and I don't give a fuck. Make you a dope if you tryna get bucked. If you got problems, I dare you run up. But approaches like fences, you'll probably get jumped. Pounds of the soft white, trying to get this cake, nigga.
Trying to get this cake.
Chef Curry with the pot, Chris Kyle with the shot, ballin' like I'm on first take, nigga. Blast. They say I'm insane, and my weed jutted up like it's 2 Chainz. And I'm known to have a pack, and I'm known to kill a track. Then I bolt like I'm Usain, nigga. Bitch all in my face, I'm all in my phone, I just want the draws. She give me her number and tell me to call. Had too much to drink, now she all on my boss. Call me spaghetti, I'm all in her sauce. It's time to dive in, she tell me get lost. You paying for pussy, I'm taking the cookies. She throwing, I'm catching, bitch, I'm Randy Moss. Shalom.
It's not. Goddamn, I'm boom, I'm fresh. Goddamn, I'm buck. It's not. These niggas been jealous. I tell. It's not shalom. It's not. Goddamn, I'm boom. I'm fresh. Goddamn, I'm buck. It's not. These niggas been jealous. I tell. It's not shalom.
I got some problems with you phony niggas, so it's time to address
it. Damn, bro.
You jury fugazi and you ain't got money, that shit is depressing.
Big ass shit up.
You cuffing bitches when her pussy got mileage and she sharing leggings. Do not disturb on her phone when she with me, don't text in my presence. My life is so vivid, I can't be fictitious. Slay hoes on the daily, so every day Christmas. I ask what she want in this dick, what she wishing. I'm something like Santa, take cookies and dipping. I'm Jordan, you pimping, don't slip on your pimping. You saying that's wifey, your wifey think different. My currency tall and your pockets is midget. To leave it near me, bro, you gotta be tripping. Medical weed, so I'm smoking prescription. I ain't with the talking, your ass gon' be missing. This is your warning, so don't say I'm tripping. I put you on game, but you just did not listen. Seeing niggas at the wrong place at the wrong time. Fiends outside the trap like a lunch line. Like Kobe in the game when it's crunch time. Taking everything in it like that's mine. Why all these niggas be acting, lying, saying they trapping? Houdini with the 28 grams, make the work disappear. I can call that shit magic. All the way to the bank laughing. Swear your old lady, she nasty. All of my niggas is savage. Rest of you niggas don't matter, it's tragic.
It's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's nothing. Ooh, what's up, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not. Goddamn, I'm booming, I'm booming, I'm fresh. Goddamn, I'm bucking, it's not, these niggas been jealous, been jealous. I tell 'em, it's not shalom. It's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's not, it's nothing. Ooh, what's up, it's not, it's not. It's not, it's not, it's not, it's not. Goddamn, I'm booming, I'm booming, I'm fresh. Goddamn, I'm bucking, it's not, these niggas been jealous, been jealous. I tell 'em, it's not shalom.